discover the possibilities of internal medicine.
This is the NYACP Physician Spotlight Podcast. I'm Hudson Lee, and I'm a second-year medical student at Weill Cornell. And today we have Dr. Aaron Glatt with us from Mount Sinai South Nassau. He's the chair of the Department of Medicine, the chief of infectious diseases, and a hospital epidemiologist. And today we'll be talking with him regarding various topics related to COVID-19. Thank you so much again, Dr. Glatt, for joining us.
My pleasure to be here. My pleasure to be a small part of educating you for the future.
And I know that there is still limited data, but on the topic of boosters, should we be vaccinated with a booster of the same vaccine, or could we do it with a different vaccine? For example, an initial two Moderna shots and then a Pfizer booster.
So we don't know the answer to that. Again, I think that's the best thing for a student to learn, to say, I don't know. There's nothing embarrassing about that. Rather than making up an answer, telling the patient wrong information, say, I don't know, but I'll try to get back to you on that. So when we do this podcast again 6 months from now, I'll have a more definitive answer for you. For right now, I got to give practical advice. The CDC recommends that you get the same vaccine that you got previously. So if you got the Moderna for the first two, the official recommendation is get it for the third one. But it's a soft recommendation. If you got the first two Pfizer, get the third one Pfizer. But it's a soft recommendation. And I tell people practically, if you're getting a third shot, either because you're immunocompromised or because you're falling into that category of you're out 8 months out, it's not yet approved for that indication, even on the emergency use authorization. But when it does get that approval, assuming it does, so then I would tell you, try to get the same one, at least in theory, but don't kill yourself for it. Get whichever one is available. There is some suggestion, not really proven in any way, that maybe you should specifically get a different one to whatever way you can augment your immunity by taking a slightly different vaccine, that would be better. But there's no real evidence to support that, but there's no real evidence to say that you should get the same exact vaccine. Now, this only applies right now for the two mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer BioNTech. Poor people at BioNTech, they never get credit. You know, so it's a Pfizer vaccine. So let's mention BioNTech for doing a wonderful job with Pfizer for developing that vaccine in record time. The unknown, however, is for the J&J. Now, there is evidence that the J&J single shot still works very well to prevent Delta admissions, serious illness, and death. So people who got the J&J shouldn't say, oh, no, I'm bare. I'm out there without any protection. And at the same time, the concern is that potential for waning immunity over time. So very preliminary data suggests that a booster of the J&J at 8 months ramps up your laboratory immunity tremendously. Whether that will translate to clinical benefit, whether that will be a recommendation that we should give it at 8 months, a second shot of the J&J, unknown at this point in time. And the corollary to that is, if I got the J&J, should I get now a single dose of Moderna or Pfizer, BioNTech? And the answer to that is also, I don't know. But I do think it is very reasonable that all of those answers will be affirmative, and that, yes, people who got J&J, I do think we'll get an additional dose at some point in the near future, more to come on that. You have to remember, J&J really isn't 8 months out from clinical usage. It was approved a couple of months after the two mRNA vaccines, and therefore, we're not really at that 8-month point in time for the general population.